Welcome back, WNST, Towson, Baltimore. At Baltimore Positive, we are positively into football season. We'll remind everybody, Luke Jones will be covering all things out in Owings Mills. All are brought to you by our friends at Royal Farms. Real fresh, real fast. I've been eating tasty fried chicken and getting out on the road. I've been planning the crab cake tour, the Maryland crab cake tour. And, you know, people back in August said to me, well, you know, where are you going to be every minute of every day? I'm like, what difference would it make if I planned it all? Because, like, I could, like, have the mayor come into Coco's on Friday for the Maryland Crab Cake Tour presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. Not play at all. We've had to move our show this week to Mothers, which isn't like moving it at all, because Mothers is sort of like mama and sort of like home. It's four blocks from home. Dave Rather will be there. We're going to celebrate Federal Hill. We'll get back to Lauraville and Resig and all that good stuff. John Martin from the Maryland Lottery joins us every week to talk about letting yourself play a little bit. And, you know, I know you have some spirit, you know, about the lottery and what makes a good number. Somebody shared some numbers with me the other day. They were online. They're like, I got to play this number and whatever. And I'm thinking, sometimes I just go up, and my wife never picks numbers when it comes to picking power, but she's just like, you pick, because I, you know, you can plan things, but that doesn't mean they're going to work out that way, John.
You know what, Nestor? First of all, good morning. How are you?
How are you?
Excellent. Secondly, yeah, I think John Lennon memorialized it in a song, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. So when you look at the randomness of lottery players and winning numbers, let me just share with you three quick stories of actual winners. And these are all in detail on mdlottery.com. But to your point, so here's a guy down in Prince George's County looking to play a Powerball, but, you know, it's in the back of his mind. And he picks his kid up from school. The jacket gets stuck in the car door. He's dragging it along the street. He realizes the jacket is full of stains. He takes it to the dry cleaner. So while they take the jacket to the dry cleaner, he remembers, wait a minute, Powerball. He walks two doors down, buys one $2 ticket. Bam, $1 million.
I told my wife she doesn't need to play 20 bucks all the time, but she still plays 20 bucks all the time. That's what she does.
No. So second story, St. Mary's County, gentlemen. Who lightning has struck now twice. Last year, he wins $1 million scratch off top prize on a $20 ticket. This month, a year to the day almost, this month, he wins $100,000 on our $30 ticket. Now, that's really being lucky to have.
Now, John, look, I know we're supposed to be doing spokesperson work for the lottery here, but I would tell you that if I win $1 million, I might stop playing.
Right. You know, maybe. I'm good with that.
I'm good. I'm ahead. I finally got ahead.
Exactly. And the last one, and this is why sponsors work so well for you, Nestor. It's the hand in glove. It's one hand scratching the other. I mixed my metaphors. I'm sorry with that. But here's a guy and his girlfriend in Hartford County, stops in at Royal Farms, gets his chicken dinner, realizes he's got $5.
Really good decision right there if he stopped at Royal Farms. I just want to say that.
His decision gets better because he's got $5 in change, walks up to the lottery machine, wants to buy a $5 scratch-off ticket, doesn't see the one he wants, sold out. I'll try this Ravens ticket. $100,000 winner.
And he didn't even want the Ravens ticket.
It was there. He bought it. So,
if he wins the thing where he gets to go on the trip every year, I'll be the other guy if he needs me to be that guy, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, just to that point, I mean, there are people who calculate and pick their numbers and, you know, they do it by the phases of the moon or whatever. When luck strikes you, it's going to find you and probably when you least suspect it. But great stories. Go to mdlottery.com to read these stories and much more about real people all throughout the state of Maryland who win each and every day.
John Martin is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We bring him on, probe minds, talk about fun stuff, usually, you know, have a little fun with the Browns Ravens thing. I got a Cleveland thing for you before I go. Before we get to Cleveland, let's get to Baltimore. The Ravens and So a little promotion for them. I'm going to be sitting in the upper deck the next month because they're playing finally at home, right? Yeah. After doing pretty well on the road. And I know you guys are partners and we'll see stuff. The inducement to buy, to your point, up at the Royal Farms, guys goes in and said, I could buy a Lucky or I can buy a Ravens. Different things. The only way I'm going to get the Ravens stuff, And you can speak to all of the cool things the Ravens provide for you, trips to games, trips for life, like all of those things, that unto itself is the only way to win. It's not a Powerball. It's not any of the way to do it right. Is a scratch off ticket, right?
Oh, absolutely. And we do look at different constituencies, different behaviors, different affinities. You know, we realize that there are sports fanatics out there. So that, you know, the Ravens ticket will appeal to them. We realize there are game show fanatics. So over the years, we've done things like Deal or No Deal tickets, Family Feud, Price is Right. You know, people have an affinity. They enjoy those things. And so
I've always wanted to play Family Feud if I could get on, because you're allowed to be you on that show. You know what I mean? You're allowed to have fun and high five and kiss Richard Dawson or whoever is the host now.
God rest his soul. Yeah. Steve Harvey now.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. I would play the feud. I saw with Lamar Jackson, those guys, they were on the feud, right? I mean, sports teams get on that. So I'm into the Family Feud, but I'm more into Jeopardy. Have you seen this guy play Jeopardy?
No.
Oh my God, dude's won almost $2 million, but not not with a lottery ticket, like the hard way, like answering. Yeah. The guy's unbelievable.
Have they settled on a permanent host now, or are they still playing musical chairs?
It's Mayim Bialik. It's from from the Science Show, and from when she was a little girl, she was in the Blossom. Right.
So she won the sweepstakes then.
Listen, well, the other guy, you know, there was a whole, like, you can Google that, what happened with the executive producer there.
And I guess Aaron Rodgers went back to his real gig, right?
Yeah, and you know, LeVar Burton was another host. I mean, they had newscasters too. Anderson Cooper did away. I mean, it was good. But Mayim Bialik, I literally said to my wife last night, she's perfect. Like, she fits in. But they have the same guy winning. He's been winning for eight weeks.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Time for him to go.
Well, we talk about winning the lottery twice and making good decisions. Well, but so for the Ravens, for the things that they provide for scratch-offs, give me a little behind the scenes on that, because these tickets are out right now. They're only out this time of year, sort of like a pumpkin and eggnog, right? And you guys try to sell them as quick as you can, sort of, right? I mean, like, they're not going to be here in December if you don't get them.
Yeah, I mean, we've been very fortunate because of the success of the team and the promotion is we typically launch it right at the beginning of training camp. You know, sometimes July, sometimes August. We've now kind of settled back to more of an August launch as the enthusiasm starts to ramp up. And, you know, each and every week we promote winners, like the story I shared with you a few minutes ago. We promote in the store venues by point of sale material and the second chance contest, because you're right, Nestor. Not only is it fabulous to win cash prizes, but there are some very, very cool second chance, which is the second chance contest simply means if your ticket is not a cash winner, you can submit it into a drawing, and various points of the season, we will select from that pool of non-winning tickets for fabulous prizes that may include and have over the years things like traveling with the team. Now, we haven't done that in a COVID world as much, but pre-COVID, we'd pick a game on the away schedule and take a handful of players lottery players and their guests on the team plane. Very, very cool experience. And great accommodations on the road.
Especially when they win.
It's a little bit of a buzzkill on the ride home when they don't.
Well, you had a guy in Detroit 2 weeks ago when Tucker hit the kick, right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, how thrilling was that? So, but now this year, a big thing is what we call an activation during the game. So a lucky winner can be selected to come down to the field at halftime and participate for even more cash prizes. I believe we're throwing footballs through targets.
I get to make a fool of myself. I got a bad back now. I can't do that.
But that's fun. I mean, things that really engage players into true one in a lifetime experiences. So people really, really look forward to that. And we're happy to accommodate. And the Ravens are great partners. And thankfully, they keep playing well into the season. And we pay it off at the end of after the Super Bowl with a season ticket for 20 years winning package.
There's money. I mean, when I think of the lottery, I think, give me cash, right? You know, I just want to cash out. When I think of a lot of different gambling propositions, it's cashing out. But then I think, man, Let me win the car. Let me win the prize. Let me win the thing, like the experience. And experiential pride, that's what we all sort of use the money for anyway, like, right?
Exactly. And that's just not unique to lotteries. I think you see that more and more in everyday things, right? I mean, people really want those experiences. You're right. They could buy it with money, but maybe they wouldn't. And now here it is. And so we're very happy and always looking for new ways to engage not only our Ravens fans, but lottery players all over the state.
So before I give you the Cleveland hard time, I want to say one last thing about the mayor and COVID, because obviously I keep we at our corner, the bus stop has the mayor getting the shot, telling people to get shots. So I think there's, you know, all this messaging going on. But my message was, we had the mayor at Coco's for this. And then to the Maryland Lottery and for what we're doing here, COVID, I thought to myself, I was going to talk to you about this. COVID. Mayor gets COVID. It moves my lottery show to Mother's this week. I thought, COVID in the lottery. I didn't have you on last year, but I'm thinking, like, when the whole world shut down, people are trapped at home. This was still like a really safe thing to do, right? Like, did the lottery grow last year? Like, I saw so many businesses, you know, liquor stores went up and then they went really down. Obviously, grocery stores, my friends at Wise Markets, went up, and then, you know, and then all the safety procedures and everything that had to come in. I would think your business, and I know point of sale is different when you had to come into a store with a mask to get a ticket. Everybody was a lot weirded about all of that. But I would think that your part of this last year may have been a different kind on a business level, probably different.
Oh, very different. Very, very different. And I mean, we all sat here middle of March when we all, for the governor's orders, had stay at home orders. And we saw over the first, probably till the middle of April, end of April, we saw a progressive decline. And we're looking at each other like, oh, now what do we do? And then somewhere
people weren't going out, literally.
No one was going out.
People buy tickets when they're out, period. Right.
Exactly. Okay. The bars, the restaurants were closed down, so people couldn't play Keno. They couldn't play their racetracks games.
The physical things that they like doing, right?
Yeah. And then somewhere in May, and I don't know what flipped the switch. I think when people realized, well, wait a minute, the convenience stores are still open. The grocery stores are still open. The gas stations are open, liquor stores. So all these places that were deemed essential businesses that sell lottery were still open. And slowly we kind of looked around and said, well, wait a minute. You know what? Let's without crossing the line and promote too heavily, let's use a play responsibly message. And so our message turned to be simply, hey, you can continue to enjoy the lottery, but here are some guidelines. You know, use electronic play slips, minimize your time in the store. Know what you want to buy ahead of time and get in and get out. Social distancing, all the things that were still in line with what the guidance was. And slowly people started to migrate to lottery in greater numbers because casinos were closed. They couldn't go to a casino. So we saw a big shift from casino players to lottery players. We saw people who couldn't buy concert tickets, couldn't go to movies, couldn't go to professional sporting events with disposable income, that the only entertainment option they truly had was to buy a lottery ticket, buy a handful of them, and sit down with family and friends when you could and let yourself play.
It's still fun to win.
and by the end of the year, we had record sales. And now, you know, things are starting to normalize a little bit. But that was something where, and hats off to those retailer partners of ours, 4,400 men and women who were open as essential businesses, who were there many times each and every day of the week when we couldn't be there to help service them.
So 4,400 is the number. So like when I went into that gas station, I don't even know what it was in Western Port, Maryland. Like literally I was out fishing with Dan Rodericks next to a McDonald's. They're playing a lot. There's 4,400 of those around the state.
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And that includes all of the Royal Farms locations, all the Wise Markets. I mean, you know, the people that are corporate entities, but it includes out in rural areas.
Literally,
there
right?
you go. Costas.
Well, it is amazing how many places that we do go in. And again, my wife is the family player. You want to talk a little jackpot or you want to leave that alone this week? Is it a jinx to talk jackpot?
No, jackpots have kind of come back down to what we call it, you know, starting points. We're in the going to try to build them back up. I mean, we had a huge win earlier on the Mega Millions side, over $400 million. Powerball was just hit. in California for nearly $700 million. So now it's going to take us a little while to build it back up.
You know what? My wife told me that over coffee. She told, because she mentioned California, because she always tells me where they won. You know, everybody wants to know what state, right? So we can all scramble. Did the Rockville guy ever pop in for 10 mil or no?
I haven't seen him yet.
They're waiting. Okay. All right. All right. Yeah,
they have some time. Right. They have plenty of time. We encourage that when you get a windfall like that. Take your time. You have 180 days, so make sure you're financially.
I didn't mean him or her. I meant the individual. Individual Rockville,
yeah, $10 million.
Yeah, I know.
It's out there.
It's on
film,
you know.
Yeah.
John Martin is here. He is the director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Let yourself play. I promise we'll be playing our way to Mother's this week. We wanted to go to Coco's. I'll be getting the entire schedule. I'm getting inbounded. John, when this thing got canceled on Tuesday, I hit like 10 or 15 people. They all hit me back. I'm like, good. I'm going to get the entire schedule together here into October, November. We got bye week coming up a couple weeks from now with the Ravens. Yep. We'll be out doing that. And by the way, I just want to say this to you because I did have Andy Billman on. Maybe you're familiar with his name. Do you remember the Believe Land movie? Yep. About, he was the maker of that film.
Oh, okay.
He made a new film about Ray Chapman, the Indians player who was killed with the ball.
Unfortunately,
100 years ago. You know the tale, right?
Yeah, sure.
So he's made a film about this and sort of that Ken Burns-y kind of way. So he came on long form, and you know the weirdest thing, and I had my friend Daryl Reiter on from Cleveland a couple weeks ago, just talking some Steelers and, you know, Raven stuff. You can't say the I word anymore. The baseball team has a whole new name, and a lot of people don't know. Guardians, right? The Guardians. So anything you want to say about that being like from that area? Because
sure.
I know there's been a little hop up, but if they change the name of the Orioles, it would be kind of weird.
Yeah, but obviously different. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, the political ramifications of that. But you know what? I'm of a certain generation that there are a lot of polarizing feelings about it. Some people who you know are saying, you know, we should have never changed the name. I'm of the mindset that says, yeah, it's time to change. It's time to move on. I like Guardians as a name. They picked up some of the colors and the script logo that's very similar, so it'll be an easy transition for some of us. But you added gaming
to yours, right? It was just lottery, then it's gaming, right?
Right. So I mean, you need to move on, and it's more about getting a corner outfielder and some stability in the starting rotation. It has nothing to do with the name. It's the name on the front of the shirt, not the back of the shirt. So it still says Cleveland, but it is the Guardians, and I say bring it on. I like the connotation. You know, the protection. The defenders. So let's see what happens.
Building in Cleveland I need to see that has some reason with this.
It's a bridge. It's right across the street from the ballpark. Yeah, it's worth the trip.
I've seen it a million times. I just didn't know that's where Guardian comes from or whatever. And listen, I'm all for the change, right? I mean, the Chief Wahoo and all that. We talked about Major League and the movie and all that. Yeah. It's just the rolling of the tongue, right? Like, I watched this football team to the south of us that you may have been familiar with in our state of Maryland. They probably sell your tickets somewhere nearby. And they don't have a name, and they look a little bit like USC. They look a little bit like Florida State. It's a little bit weird, and you don't know what to call them. At least, like with Cleveland, it's not going to roll off the tongue.
Exactly.
But it's going to get there, I think, at some point. And the same way all the universities have changed their names and high schools have changed names from things like Warriors and different names like that we don't use anymore. The Bullets changed their name to the Wizards.
Yep.
That still doesn't roll off the tongue, but at least I don't call them the Bullets anymore, right?
Right. Yeah, but it's just time to move forward, and I applaud the leadership of the baseball organization to make the move and not look back. So we'll see what happens.
I just want to adopt it. By the way, just to show you old habits, and this involves you and the Maryland Lottery, I'm at Nacho Mama's in Towson doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour last week. And they were trying to figure out where to set me up because I wanted my hair to look good. I'm just kidding. I was just trying to get the set right so that we weren't making a mess of it, right? And the entire show, they've taken from the original bar, the C-O-L-T-S Colts sign. And they're five big sign, blue signs. And it adorns the wall there. And I've told this story earlier this week, and this might not mean anything to you, but who was the old legendary guy in Cleveland? Pete Franklin, right?
Pete Franklin, the radio
Franklin.
Guy.
He was the old man doing crazy sports radio late at night.
Yeah.
beating the coach up, the whole deal, right? Okay. So that was in the 70s and 80s. Pete Franklin was your guy. In Baltimore, we had a guy, and the reason you sponsor me probably is if I were him 40 years ago, would be Charlie Ekman. Charlie Ekman probably did do business with the lottery in the early, let yourself play, leader. So I go to the bathroom before I start the show, and I'm coming down the hallway, and Nacho Mom's is such a great place, but it's so Baltimore and old school in so many ways. And I'm walking down the hallway, and there's Charlie Ekman staring at me on the wall, you know, sort of my inspiration for doing this 30 years ago. And the person people compare me most to, although I drink a lot less and probably gamble a lot less as well. Yeah. But I walk by, and there's the coach looking at me, and I thought, you know what? I'm in the right place at the right time, doing the right stuff. And now I talk to you about this COLTS, and I'm like, if we could get used to Ravens, Cleveland could get used to Guardian, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. And Washington can get used to whatever they're going to call them. Once they call them, whatever they call them, you know?
Yeah. 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 No, it's fun. It's building new memories, building new relationships. So that's what we look forward to.
All right. I will see you next week. Hopefully the Ravens will be back in the win column again. It is exciting when they win. I mean, it really is. And to your Browns, by the way, this is the first weekend that I really, on the 1 o'clock games, rooted against the Browns because, like, they're significant now. So, I mean, we're friendly right now, but a couple weeks from now, this might not go so well.
We'll see how it plays out. They've got a rough part of the schedule coming up. We'll see what happens.
You sound like a Browns fan.
Yes.
We'll believe tempered. The Super Bowl when they deliver it. That's all part of Believe Land for my friend Andy. Exactly. Bowman. Appreciate you coming on, John. We'll see you next week.
Thank you,
Nestor. I hope to get you out sometime soon for a crab cake, all right?
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you.
All right. COVID-free, I promise. We're masked up. We're doing the right thing. The mayor this week had to postpone. We're going to postpone that to a couple of weeks from now, but we will be at Mother's in Federal Hill and maybe go to Mother's in Timonium and down in Anne Arundel County before it's all over with. We're going to be having a crab cake. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. We do that each and every Friday. I'm calling the neighborhood tour because that's kind of what it is. Sitting around hanging out with great people like Steve and Allison Elliott last week from Elliott Chiropractic Life. We hung out with Nancy Haffer, one of my all-time favorite people from the Towson Chamber of Commerce. We spent some time with Jen Fedeli at Nacho Mamas. And I'm sure this week, Dave Rather's going to join us. Teresa Cangelosi's going to join us. Jason Zink's going to be bringing some Detroit-style pizza by at Mother's. And we're going to talk about Cross Street and everything that's going on down there that makes the neighborhood good. It is the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. It's all presented by the Maryland Lottery. Let yourself play. I am Nestor. You can find me anywhere social media travels, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, Instagram. Probably at the Ravens game this week. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking Baltimore positive.